Conklin.
Here.
Crunch.
Here.
Needhammer. Absent. Page.
Here.
Solomon.
Here.
Quorum present.
At this time, I make a motion that we approve the pro temp Ron Crunch, Commissioner Dean Solomon, to take and conduct the meeting this afternoon. So anyways, make a motion to have Dean manage the meeting for us.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you, Ron. First order of business is our consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of this commission, staff, or the public may ask for any items on the consent agenda to be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. We have two items on the consent agenda today. One is the approval of the October 12th, 2021 regular meeting minutes as presented. And second, approve the recommendation from Director of Public Works, Tim Foss, to approve a purchase order contract with TK Elevator Corporation of Atlanta, Georgia, in the amount not to exceed $1,850.80, and authorize the city manager to execute any necessary documents. Any comments? All right, with that, I'll entertain a motion.
I move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, and next item.
Dean, could I, we need to excuse.
I'm sorry for this. Thank you very much. Many of you know, Tom Niethammer has not been well and is still recovering. So I move that we excuse Tom from today's meeting.
I'll second that.
Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry for neglecting that. Next on our agenda, is citizen comments. And as is our practice, anyone who would like to, may speak. It's your job to speak, our job to listen. You have a maximum of 5 minutes and one opportunity to speak. Go ahead,
Sandy. Hi, Sandy Bridger, 526 East Lincoln Street. I guess I'm curious why Mayor Pro Tem Crunch isn't connecting meeting today.
Medical issue.
A medical issue?
Yes. Serious one.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah. My name is Steve Persons. I'm glad the crime started with that. But is he going to fill his contract this time? Last time he didn't fill it. He didn't do the road. You guys excused it. We gave him another contract, I believe, to finish the other part. I'm still trying to figure that one out. He didn't complete the project. I excused it and gave him another one. And is it going to be a plan B? Because that was plan C or B, I guess, for him to do the whole thing. I was just kind of curious if there's a plan C, where if he says, oh, we got one fix bathrooms because it took too long to fix the road. Are you guys going to give him that contract too? I mean, you didn't go out for any other bids you want, but just him. So I'm kind of curious about that. And you know, I kind of like to have an answer, but you don't seem to be answering questions lately for a lot of people, so I'm just hoping for the best.
Thanks, and as been our practice for the past several months, that we've written down all the questions and responded to those either directly to individuals or we're sure to clarify at our next meeting.
It's only been one response, one letter in response to the August 28th question.
I'm sorry, Sandy, I'm still...
There's only been one official response to all the questions according to the City Commission website. One.
Anyone else? Yeah.
Yeah, John McCann, 6 West Main Street. Concerning the City Marina expansion, I'm sure everybody knows that I've been vocally in favor of expanding Marina. And the conversation has been pretty civil on the Facebook websites until this past week.
two pieces of correspondence, one from the state of Michigan, from the Public Service Commission about a hearing for customers of consumer energy. And the second item is a letter from Penny Hardy. Commissioners, any comments?
Dean, I want to let the commission know that I have talked to Ms. Hardy. She indicated she probably wouldn't be able to be at this meeting today. With regards to both the methods for presenting petitions, which she brought up in an earlier meeting, and the process for that traditionally has been that people bring them to the city offices. There is no requirement that they be brought to a city commission or acted on by the city commission at that time. The charter spells out what is supposed to be done with regards to petitions, and basically the clerk has an opportunity or the responsibility to verify the signatures with a certain time period. So basically told Penny that she has the option, if she wanted to bring them to a commission meeting, she's welcome to do so. That would come under citizen comments, or she's welcome to bring them to a city commission meeting, I mean to the city offices directly to start that process, at which time or shortly thereafter the commission would be advised that petitions had been brought in. And she was still working on her petitions and was going to consider her options going forward. With regard to the letter that's into the agenda packet, I also answered and discussed with Penny the questions that she raised. And that was with regards to the marina expansion as well, too. And a couple of questions I'll just go through and give quick answers if that's okay.
Sure.
Her question was, has the grant been reviewed by Abbey-Marsh? No, that's still in process. Has it been submitted to the DDA? No, it has not been, so there was no date there. If it's not submitted, when do we expect it to be so? According to Barb, she's anticipating possibly a month, maybe a little bit longer before that's submitted to the EDA with the work that has to be done on it. And then the last question she asked was, will the full application be included on the city website to be available to the public? We certainly intend to make sure that the contents are available. The application itself is an online application, and to try and print it out turns into about a 40-page process. So we're going to try and figure out how we can best present that once the application is submitted. So I shared all that with Penny. She seemed happy with it, but again, she can speak for herself at a later time if she wishes to. So just a little update on that.
Great, thank you. Any other questions? All right. City Manager's report, right?
Yes, after our last city commission, where we amended our criteria for the removal of topsoil at North Point to reduce our growing stockpile, we were meeting with immediate and successful results. Tim provided a summary of the figures of materials that were hauled out by two companies that we'd approved to take off-site following that meeting. And we started off with about 2,300 cubic yards of finished materials. 350 of those yards were removed by R&B excavating, and another 720 yards were removed by Holstrom excavating, and that leaves us about 1,203 cubic yards currently remaining on site when we last checked. That leaves us plenty of materials for residents to use, and based on the temporary practice, we really don't think we need to have any large-scale removals going forward, so basically the measure that the commissioner approved at the last one can now basically be put back in storage and not used going further. We were thanked by both contractors for the material. One has offered to provide us with some sand or stone in exchange for the materials that they received, and the other one cleaned up the finished area for us. So that seemed to work very well. I appreciate all the comments on that. Over the last week, our holiday trees downtown have been have had their holiday lights installed, and they're ready for their official lighting later next month in November. 110 COVID tests were administered at last Saturday's drive-through COVID testing here at the fire hall. Of those, there were 8 positive results. Charlevoix County reported to be at a 20% positivity rate for COVID last week, so we were less than that. Today, the shopper's dock was removed and moved to the marina for its winter storage. The marina did close for the season on the 15th. Trusses, as was mentioned earlier, for the new peak roof on the front portion of the roof of the pumphouse, were erected this morning, and we anticipate probably the roofing will go, at least the decking for that should go on next week. All parks and seasonal restrooms are now winterized, with the exception of the boat launch, which closes next week. The restrooms at the airport terminal for the Boyne Valley Trailhead, Avalanche Mountain, the Rivermouth Restroom, the Pavilion, and City Hall remain open to the public daily throughout the winter months. Our tree removal efforts for the fall have been completed. The contractor is working on trimming, stump removal, and restoration of those sites. And then the tree plantings are scheduled to begin that were recently approved by the commission later this week. We're currently out for bids on a couple items, including cemetery grounds and maintenance, heating and air conditioning services, erosion control at Tannery Beach, Tannery Park, Peninsula Beach, and Lake Street Bridge. Those items will be coming to the city commission for consideration at future meetings. We conducted yesterday interviews with four candidates for the Director of Public Works position. That hiring process, as well as the one for the Main Street Executive Director, continued to progress. City Hall will be open this Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon for the issuing and receipt of absentee ballots. On the ballot is the city commission election, of course, and the county's tax limitation proposal, which covers the county, the townships, and the intermediate school district. As of this morning, 603 absentee ballots had been issued, with 412 returned. Polls will be open here on Tuesday, November 2nd, which is election day, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Winners of the election will be sworn in at the first city commission, first meeting of the new city commission, which will be held the following Tuesday, November 9th, and that's at 7 p.m. regular city commission meeting. At that time, the commission selections for the mayor and mayor pro tem will take place. Curbside leaf collection continues with pickups on Mondays and Fridays through Friday, November 12th. And I was informed earlier this morning, and I kind of taken by surprise, and sorry to report for those that haven't heard it, that that well-known Boyne City teacher and historian, Bob Morbridge, passed away this morning. He had taught many of our area's young people and others about Boyne City's history through his books, Settlers to Sidewalks in Boyne City, and he's also written a book about our clock chart, our town clock, its history, and efforts to gradually bring it back to life, which we did when we built this building. So it's a great loss for the community. I had the opportunity to work with Bob on a couple of projects, and he was always a fine man, a nice person to work with. So my condolences was to him and his family. So if you have any questions on these or other items, I'd be glad to try and address them.
Thanks, Mike. Any questions for Mike?
I have one. Is there any update, Mike, on the Peninsula Beach Pavilion with the rotary and how they're coming along with that project?
No.
All right. Next on our agenda, reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. September 2021 financial statement. Any questions, commissioners? All right, we have no old business. Our first item of new business is to consider the recommendation from the committee to confirm the appointment of Jessica Brawl as the city clerk and city treasurer. Mike?
Let me just get to my memo here to get it up on the screen for everybody.
Pursuant to section 5.10c of the Boyne City Charter, I'm very pleased to present Jessica Pearl to the City Commission for confirmation as our new City Clerk, City Treasurer. This position was posted internally and advertised on multiple occasions since the resignation of our previous City Clerk Treasurer. This is the position that Ms. Pearl originally applied for prior to Cindy Grice's original retirement. She also applied for the Deputy Treasurer's position that opened up most recently. Ultimately, Jane Halstead was promoted from Deputy City Clerk Front Office to Deputy Treasurer, and she's doing an excellent job in that position. And at that time, Jessica was hired to fill the deputy city clerk front office vacancy. She too is excelling in that position. As deputy clerk, she has handled elections for us and has been handling all city commission-related functions on an extended basis. Since she originally began work for the city on October 26, 2021, exactly a year ago today, happy anniversary. She has excelled at every task she's taken on and that she's been given. She goes above and beyond when she's asked something to do, and you really don't ever have to ask her twice. As part of our consideration of this promotion, Jessica and Cindy have been working together on treasurer-related tasks and having already pretty much mastered those of the clerk's function. She has been effectively performing all of the duties of our city clerk for several months now. Cindy, Jessica, and I are very comfortable in her abilities to grow into the full range of the city treasurer's positions, much like she's done with the city clerk. We are planning that Cindy would continue to help train Jessica after her confirmation on a mutually agreeable schedule and duration. Jessica, unlike a year ago, is now a known commodity in our organization who, in my evaluation, is superior to the other candidates who have applied for this position. Background checks were done on Ms. Pearl, including reference and non-reference discussions with the people she has worked with, as well as financial and criminal checks before she was hired at the city. All came through very well. I provided the city commission previously a copy of her cover letter and resume. Once her promotion has been confirmed, we will begin the search for a new deputy clerk front office employee. We'll have another vacancy. As proposed, Ms. Pearl will receive a salary of $65,000 per year in addition to the other standard city benefits. She will serve, as many of us do, as an Apple employee. I believe that Jessica will be able to hit the ground running based on her experiences with the city to date and will make a fine city clerk, city treasurer, building on the strong foundation the city has already built. So it's my recommendation to the city commission that they confirm the appointment of Jessica Pearl as our city clerk and city treasurer for the city of Point City as outlined. Glad to answer any questions.
Thanks, Mike. Any questions or comments from department heads? The public?
Sandy Richards, 526 East Lincoln Street. Jessica, this is no reflection on you personally. We hired Cameron Kennedy October 2020. I'm not sure why it didn't work out. Cindy Cross trained her at night. And I guess I don't know for sure, but I think she left in May. I went out and looked at the city treasurer position is huge. And I went out and looked at the job descriptions and requirements for the function for other communities. And other communities of similar size. Not one had anything less than 5 years experience. And it could be on job training. They requested bachelor's degree in accounting, finance, or public administration. 5 to 7 years in accounting or financial money management in a municipal setting, and 3 years of supervisor experience. I know that Jessica's worked in the banking industry as a customer service representative. But when I look at the full job function, I'm concerned. I'm concerned that, I'm sure Jessica will die trying, but fundamentally, 1 year's experience as a clerk does not qualify. I could support an interim appointment, but I am very concerned. You've got the budget responsibilities, the collection of taxes, the ability to understand pension systems, the municipal laws, the full accounting background. I'm just going to fundamentally say that despite her good heart and wonderful personality, I do not believe Ms. Pearl is qualified. take this as a full-time permanent position. Thank you.
Anyone else?
My question would be, wonderful people, and appreciate Cindy, she's with the city forever and a day, but how long are we going to keep her, to keep helping train individuals that we bring on? I've had the opportunity to work with Jessica for the last year. She has easily taken on the duties of clerk, and she took a lot of those on during the training period, with prior clerk treasurer as well. We spent the last couple of weeks talking and working together, doing processes together, doing basic processes together. Jessica has quickly picked up on our procedures. She understands the city charter. She understands the duties. She understands tax collections. She understands accounting, and has been a quick learner. I don't see any issues at all. I for one, started here, and I was an associate student. I don't have a degree in finance, but it's a quick learn. It's an easy learn. There are easy resources to find, and even as long as I've been here, rules change. The state changes rules. The feds change rules. I had to be continually learning. It's not just a one and done. You're here, you know a little bit of accounting, you're good. It's a constant learning process. I see the aptitude in Jessica to pick that up quickly. I am not worried. I believe you will be in good hands. I know I'll be here for several more months, and it will only be on a limited basis, probably 2 days a week tops. Budget-wise, we know we're fine. We know we'll be fine because of me only being here a couple days a week in the meantime. I have no concerns with Jessica taking over the position.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, Commissioners, go ahead.
I got to echo everything that Cindy said, and with regards to my memo, we have a real history in this organization and looking at people's skills when they come in and how they prove themselves and assign them new and different tasks based on the skill set and their demonstrated abilities. I see this as no exception on this. As we pointed out earlier, just because somebody has experience and maybe a longer time frame is not a guarantee that they'll be a good fit with regards to an organization. I'm confident with regards to Jessica's abilities and her able to grow and to succeed in this. If I had those doubts, I wouldn't apply them. If for some reason I'm wrong, we'll come back, we'll make alternate arrangements. As I mentioned during my memo, this is an at-will position. But we work to make sure that everybody succeeds here, but when it doesn't work out or something of that nature, we'll make the necessary changes. I can almost guarantee you that we will not be coming back here and having that discussion. So, there are no guarantees in life. We've made other hired other people that have worked out smoothly, other people that have not, and we've adjusted accordingly depending on what the situation is. Here we're adjusting accordingly with regards to Jessica's proven experiences and skills and her ability to learn quickly and basically take control of the situation very well. We've seen that with regards to elections, again, something that she didn't have any experience with. And is doing a wonderful job with that as well, too. You've seen her firsthand with regard to her abilities here at city commission meetings and the way she's prepared minutes and things of that nature. Again, things that she didn't have a lot of experience with before she came to this organization and is doing a wonderful job doing it forward. So I think she's proven herself. I think she deserves this opportunity. I think she's more than qualified for it. And I really value Cindy's comments and opinions with regards to this because she's done her job so well for so many years and cares about it. And that's why she's still here helping us out and wants to make sure it goes in the right direction.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, was there any
That was considered.
Could you just talk a little bit about that, what the problem, what your thoughts were on that?
I think when we created the position for clerk treasurer, obviously Cindy had a lot more experience with the treasurer's position and was able to grow into the clerk's position after she assumed that. Prior to that, we'd always had separate positions. But that's worked very well for our organization. It has allowed us to use our resources efficiently. It is a big position, but the right person can handle it. Cindy could handle it. I believe that Jessica can handle it. Since then, I think if you look around, you'll see many more communities in our area that have gone to this direction. Petoskey, several in our area that have gone to the combined position as well, too. It's much more common than it was at that time. I think it's the most efficient uses for our resource. Use of our resources, and with the skill set that I think we have in Jessica, I think we can succeed in that, and allows us to fill the other positions well, too.
Have you set any boundaries on how long Cindy will be in the position?
No, that's going to be an ongoing discussion that Cindy, myself, and Jessica are going to need to have. Again, as Cindy mentioned, you know, there's additional resources that are available. We have an established relationship with our auditors at this time that are a great resource that Jessica can rely on, too. There's a strong network of clerks and treasurers in the vicinity, and they do very well with regards to networking. There's other in-house experience here. There's lots of resources to rely on. It's not just Cindy. We want to let Cindy go out and enjoy the retirement she really is trying to get away from us with. But again, you know, I just can't say thanks enough to her privately or publicly for coming back and making sure that we're on solid ground. And I mean, she takes this position to heart, and if she didn't think this was a good recommendation, she would not have gotten up and told you what she just did. She would have told me before, long before this recommendation ever came to you. And we would have had that honest and frank discussion. This is not a popularity contest. This is somebody that we honestly believe can do an excellent job.
Well, I have enjoyed working with Jessica for the time that she's been in this position, and I echo what Mike said and Cindy said about her and my relationship with what I've seen. She's efficient, she's kind, she's friendly to everyone, she's responsive, and I really appreciate that. And it kind of recalls for me, once I hired someone, it was over a satellite telephone, and you had to talk and debate and answer. And it took about 2 hours. And that was the best person I ever hired. And I've hired people where you sit across the table for an hour or two, and you think this is going to work out, and you just realize that two days into it, it's not going to work out. And Jessica, I think, is really proving herself, and I look forward to her bringing the enthusiasm that she has, and fresh eyes to how we do things, and I'm looking forward to how we progress with Jessica as our city clerk treasurer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ron?
I support Mike's recommendation. I think she's done an excellent job, and I just wish her well on this new venture for her. I'm sure she'll succeed. Question in regards to the salary is $65,000, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
That's good. So, next one,
Sally. I think with the recommendation from Cindy and from Mike and the dealings I had with Jessica, I support her 100%.
Thanks, Sally. Well, I too concur with the recommendation and certain of the comments that Mike made and Cindy made, and certainly what you and others have said about, as commissioners, our interaction with Jessica over the past year been outstanding, and as others have said, fast to respond, excellent answers, and as others have said, just easy to work with. You know, I think that in any kind of hire, the most important factors are fit and potential. And I think we've checked those off the box, definitely, and we're looking forward to working with you in the future as the city treasurer, clerk treasurer. With that, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move the city commission approve the appointment of Jessica Pearl as city clerk treasurer for the city of Wayne City.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Conklin.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Solomon.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll be scheduling a formal swearing-in ceremony for Jessica, and we'll let the commission know when that takes place.
Great. Thanks. All right, next on our agenda, consideration of a recommendation from City Manager Mike Keane regarding the city's liability insurance. Mike.
Get that in the Mohawk as well, too. Okay. A little bit of history. In 2005, the city switched our property and liability insurance coverages from the Michigan Municipal League's liability and property pool, after quite a long time with them, to the Michigan Township Participating Plan, which is our contacted through them is Paul Olson. At that time, our annual premium went from $105,000, to a little over $82,000. Since then, our rates have basically bounced around a little bit going with the market. They've been up a bit. Highest that we've had was about almost $89,000. And the lowest that we had was about $55,000. And the market fluctuates with that from year to year. And we've tested every few years, we've tested their rates and gone out and gotten some rates from other people as well, too. Assuming that we had stayed with the league as we had done for like 25 years or something before that, and that those rates had stayed fairly constant, and there usually was an annual increase and almost never a decrease, we've saved about $570,000 to date by switching insurance providers, and ended up with equivalent, if not better coverages when we made that change 16 years ago. Those increases, those savings would increase to about a little over $600,000 if this year's proposal is accepted for a 17th year. As I mentioned, every few years we have obtained quotes from different providers to make sure we're still getting good rates. Last time we did this was 7 years ago, so we probably should do it sometime in the near future. At that time, the current provider came in at about $7,000 less than the next lowest provider. I've asked around since we received this proposal, and I'm not aware of any significant changes in the market since then. And I've also talked to other communities who are seeing similar increases this year. Attached for the commission's consideration is a quotation from our current provider for the coming year and their included coverages. The price for the coming year has increased by about 8%, which is about $5,500, to an estimated $73,759. And I say estimated because the price will go up and down slightly through the year as we add or subtract equipment or property during the course of the year, as it would with any carrier. The proposed cost is now about 70% of the $105,000 that we paid for the Michigan League's coverage back in 2004 and 2005. We've been very happy with all the services that have been provided by the Michigan Township Participating Plan since we first switched to them in 2005. They continue to provide outstanding service and coverage. They are very easy to work with. 8 years ago, and we received a grant from them to help purchase computer storage for our police department, and we apply for those grants from time to time. In the past years, we've also gotten refund a portion of payments back, and that was about a $1,500 reduction that year. So based on our experience with them, the good rates that we're continuing to receive from them and the savings that we received compared to other companies that are out there providing comparable services, I'm recommending that we renew the city's liability insurance through the Michigan Township Participating Plan and for the price of $73,759. I'm sorry, I just noticed that the memo references a three-year rate guarantee. That is not part of the recommendation. That is not part. That was something that they provided us a couple of years ago. But the rate is $73,759 for the coming year, 2021-2022. So I'm glad to answer any questions you might have on that.
Any questions? Okay, comments or questions from the department heads? Public? All right, Commissioner Brown, we'll start with you.
I'm good with the proposal, and we've had some personal experience of the senior center. We had an accident, but in our industrial park, which took out, anyways, they settled and paid half of the cost of replacing the product that was there.
Was it one of the refrigerators at the senior center, right?
Yeah, well, right.
It seemed like it knocked out a compressor when there was a voltage spike at the industrial park.
And the worst thing that happened in the industrial park, you know, took care of it. It was a big ticket. Impressed the way they handled it. I support the recommendation for.
Okay, fine. Sal?
I support it as well.
Hugh?
Yeah, Mike, the question I've always had about this, and you served on the board of MML, is why do they charge so much for their insurance being a member organization?
You know, I was surprised. That's been a frustration for me as well, too, because we were happy with the coverage that we had from the Michigan Municipal League. They look at their experience and ratings, and we've done very well with our loss history since we switched with them. Previously, before I was manager, and we had a little bit rougher experience. But still, they've had the opportunity on a couple of occasions since then to come in with proposals, and we've also reached out to Michigan Municipal Risk Management Authority, which is also another large provider for government insurances in the state of Michigan. And they both came in high. So I'm not sure if the question is why they charge so much, or the question is why the township plan charges so little. But as Ron mentioned, we've had very good experience with regards to claims with them. They provided coverages for parts of the town that we weren't getting coverage with from the other carriers, like in the cemetery. So it's worked out well, and they seem to be a solid organization.
And we've worked with Paul Olson the whole time?
Yes, we have. Yeah. He's been their agent with regards to it. He's not the only person in the organization we deal with. We had one of the risk counselors come in actually just last week, and we're interviewing a number of our department heads to make sure that they get their information right. And if they could provide any information, they met with Tim. I know they met with Kevin and a couple of our other department heads as well, too. And they just do regular checkups like that, provide training materials and things of that nature, too.
And you said that next year we'll put it out a little bit, or however you do.
I'm thinking it probably be about that time. Yes.
Thank you. Great. That's you. Yeah, I concur as well. I have a question for you, Mike. No. I don't think there's a whole lot of choices, are there, among companies who provide municipal insurance? In Michigan, we have three that I think of, the MRA, Michigan Municipal League, Michigan Township, so the park plan.
So there are some other companies that are not just, or not primarily local government providers as well, too. And they seem to get in and out of the market depending whether it's a whether it's a good time in the market or a bad time, I'm not exactly sure what that means or how that translates, but sometimes you'll see companies come in, and we've had proposals from some of those companies come in from time to time. They haven't been able to meet the township participating plans, coverages, or their prices, and they don't specialize in local governments, so that makes it a little bit harder to make sure that their coverages are exactly what we need as well, too. So there are a few other companies out there, but they're, you named the big three right there.
Right. I wonder if part of the reason we do well with our plan is that we're kind of closer to their real pool with townships instead of larger cities, and maybe there's a better mix there in terms of our risk profile compared to a township more than a larger city.
You would think so, but with going back to Hugh's question as well, too, I mean, most of the communities in Michigan are our size or smaller. I mean, obviously there's the big, you know, there's Grand Rapids, Detroit, and some of the big players as well, too, but most communities, you know, we're kind of in the sweet spot, it should be, for most of the market that's out there. So, again, I can't answer why the league prices their product the way they do. Again, they provide a good quality product. We have lots of good relationships with the league. We get our workers' comp insurance from them. Nobody can beat them in the state with regards to workers' comp through the Michigan Municipal League. But for the liability coverage, this has worked out to be the best.
Great. Thank you. Entertain a motion.
I would move to authorize the city manager and city clerk treasurer to take the steps necessary to renew the city's liability insurance through the Michigan Township participating plan and obtaining the 3-year rate guarantee endorsement at an estimated price of $73,759 for 2021 and 2022.
Second.
I'll second that, but I would like to remove the 3-year rate guarantee.
Right.
Do you concur?
Yeah.
All right, moved by Sally, seconded by Hugh. With those changes, roll call, please.
Grunch.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Solomon.
Aye.
Conklin.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Good of the order. Sally, we'll start with you. Did I surprise you?
I was wondering, Avalanche is beautiful right now, and a lot of people are there, and the view corridor is really closing in up there, and I wonder if there's an opportunity to take a look at what it might do to try to restore the view corridor, because it's really starting to narrow its way down, and in the winter time, any time you can try to address that. So, but if you haven't been there, it's spectacular right at the moment at the summit of Avalanche.
It's because we did a minor tree trimming or removals there a few years ago to try and push that a little bit back. I know we had some, especially at the outlooks right at the top there, some trees are going out. That'd be a good discussion for the Park and Recreation Board. I'm certainly. That's a real nice balance we have to come up with up there as to how much we let the trees, nature, come back in, especially further down the slope, but up at the top. I think you got a great point. That's a spectacular view from up there.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
I'm good.
All right, I'm good as well. Announcements. Boyne City trick-or-treat hours are from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday, October 31st. I guess it looks like it's Halloween time out there. City Hall offices will be open on Saturday, October 31st, and Saturday, October 30th, and Sunday, October 31st, from 8 to noon for the purpose of issuing and receiving absentee ballots. And the next regular City Commission meeting is scheduled for November 9th at 7 p.m. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Second, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.